And good morning, everybody. You're listening to the Mighty 690 KGGF here on this absolutely beautiful morning. A little chilly out there, 43 degrees, but we're going to get up to about 75 today. And joining me in studio, as she is here most every other Monday, we have Yvonne Hall from Coffeyville Community College.
Good morning.
Yvonne, how are you doing?
I'm doing well. It is a beautiful day out there.
Yeah, absolutely is. Nice and sunny already as the sun rose probably about 20 minutes ago, and it'll warm up nicely today. So a few things going on. Like I said, not as much going on as right now. But there are a few things going on, including coming up on October 13th, we have our fall graduation.
Well, actually, the fall graduation deadline is October 13th.
Oh, okay.
So we don't actually do a fall graduation, mm-hmm. But we do have folks who graduate in December. And so the application for that process is October the 13th. So anyone who is interested in graduating in December, then they need to visit with our registrar, have a degree check to make sure we're all on the same page and everybody is in agreement that they can graduate in December, and then apply for that, and we will get that processed for them.
And that the deadline for that is next Tuesday. So let's see what. Yeah, because Columbus Day is on the 12th. So,
yes.
And I assume you guys are you guys off on Columbus Day, or are you
no,
going on
working.
Columbus Day? Okay.
We're there.
Okay, because I knew that Labor Day you guys were also working as
mm-hmm.
well. So is that because of the shortened time that you're trying to get out on Thanksgiving?
We don't typically take off on Columbus Day.
Okay. Okay.
So
wasn't
there.
Sure.
Yeah.
All right. And also, spring enrollment, and that begins on the 14th, correct?
I know. Can you believe that we're already talking about spring enrollment?
It's crazy.
I mean, we're barely through the fall semester, but it is time to start thinking about spring enrollment, and so now is a great time to visit with an advisor. If you're not sure what classes you would like to take, then you are welcome to email studentsuccess@coffeyville.edu, and our fine folks in the Student Success Center will be happy to visit with you. Or if you are currently involved in a program or activity or are interested in a program or activity, then by all means reach out to those directors, and they'll be more than happy to visit with you and outline a schedule for you for your spring semester.
Absolutely. So again, the spring enrollment begins on the 14th. Also on the same day is the last day to add a second 8-week.
That's correct, with instructor approval. So October the 14th, if you are looking at possibly getting in a second 8-week class this fall semester, then you have to have the instructor's approval, and the last day to do that is October the 14th. So don't delay. If you think you need to get in a class before this semester is over, now is the time to start having that conversation.
Or it's like my grandmother used to say, don't dawdle.
Don't dawdle. Don't dilly-dally.
Exactly. you guys still, as of right now, still have you have a distance learning option, correct?
We do. We have a distance learning. You know, some people are just still not comfortable with being in classrooms and on campus. And so Carrie Redden is our director of distance learning, and she does an amazing job with that program and would be more than happy to visit with anyone who is considering going back to school but wants to do it from their home. Or maybe you're working, maybe you work during the day and you want to go to school at night, and you can do that online. It's a great opportunity to do that. So if you are interested, then by all means email Carrie, and that is at redden.carrie@coffeyville.edu, and she'd be more than happy to help you with that.
And if on the offhand chance that the school has to go to distance learning for everybody, for those people who are already doing distance learning, that's not going to be much of a change for them, correct?
That's correct, yes. And we are set up to do whatever we need to do. Fortunately for us, knocking on wood, I'm knocking on my head here, we have been very fortunate. You know, we have several procedures in place. We have been following those procedures diligently. And Aaron Flores is our director of student affairs. And then Abdul and Sarah are over our dorms. And they have been diligent in making sure that if a student or a faculty or staff member is not feeling well, they immediately get to the nurse. And we've been getting it taken care of and getting on top of it. So We've been very, very, very fortunate.
Yeah, so. It sounds like you guys have been doing a great job over there. And again, we appreciate all, I know you guys appreciate all the help that, and the it sounds like the students have been doing really well as well. If they haven't been feeling good, because I haven't heard of anything that bad happening as of right
correct,
now.
Correct, correct. We, like I said, we've been very fortunate. We have an amazing nurse, Terry Robinson, and then we have a fabulous partnership with CRMC, and anytime we think we possibly have someone, then they get our students in and get them tested, and then we're able to move forward from there. So it's just been actually, it's been a pretty smooth process. It could have been a whole lot worse, and we worked hard from the beginning to outline what that was going to look like, and we've stuck to that. We've adjusted where we needed to, but for the most part, we've stuck with our processes, and they seem to be working. So.
And hey, and that is a great thing. Also, you're wanting to talk about the Ravens Roost in the Graham Library.
You know, I don't know that folks know about the Ravens Roost, and it's really just a little coffee shop that's inside our library. They do sell Starbucks products, and they've expanded their offerings. And part of the reason why I'm talking about the Ravens Roost is because we've expanded. We've worked with Chartwell's. They're our provider on campus for our meals for our students. And they have expanded their offerings through the Ravens Roost to offer sandwiches and salads and desserts and all kinds of things. And it's a way for us to be able to social distance, so we don't have as many students in the cafeteria. Our students can now get their lunch at the Ravens Roost. And they can take it outside and eat if they'd like, or they can sit in the library, whatever they'd like to do to do that. But for the community, you're welcome to come in and grab a coffee. They're very nice in there. The service is fabulous, and they'll take good care of you. And like I said, if you think you need that Starbucks but you don't want to drive to Bartlesville, then come on in and check out the Ravens Roost. On our campus, it's in the Graham Library, which is in Weinberg Hall. And then maybe you stop by the bookstore and pick up a couple of items there in the bookstore as well. So just another option here in town. You know, we do have some fabulous coffee shops here in town, and we certainly don't want to take away from those, but just wanted to make sure that folks were aware about us as well.
And like you said, it is open to the public to come in and get that. And like I said, maybe stop by the bookstore as well. So a few things there for you to check out. Well, Yvonne, if anybody has any more questions about all of these things, how can they get a hold of you?
Well, they can call me at 620-252-7095, or you may email me at hull.yvonne@coffeeville.edu. And then, you know, at any point in time, if you'd like to take a tour of our campus, but maybe you don't live in the area or you just don't want to come on campus, we do have a virtual tour available as well. So you can go to our website at coffeeville.edu and take a virtual tour of our campus and find out more about us there.
All right. Well, again, be sure to do that. And lots of great courses out there at Coffeeville Community College. So get on out there today if you are interested in furthering your career. Well, Yvonne, I appreciate you coming in today. And we will see you again, I guess, here in a couple of weeks.
Yep, on the 19th.
All right. Sounds
You've
good.
You've been warned.
Sounds good. Well, again, thank you for coming in today. We appreciate it.
You bet. Thank you.
All right. We're going to go ahead and take a break. When we come back, we will have news at the top of the hour. You're listening to the Mighty 690 KGGF here on this Monday morning.